Vilna Gaon explains the very beginning of Shir HaShirim that the opening psukim correspond to the various Yomim Tovim of the year. Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, Shmini Atzeres, Pasuk Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet. And therefore, Pasuk Dalet, Heviyani HaMelech Hadarav, is a reference to the Yontif that we just experienced. What exactly is the connection between Shmini Atzeres and that Pasuk? Simply, it seems quite obvious. Heviyani HaMelech Hadarav means that there is a contrast. The Gemara writes in Sukkah and Daf Nun Hey that in a certain sense, the Yontif of Sukkot relates to all of humanity, to the Umos HaOlam. The Shivim Parim are connected, the Shivim Umos. And yet on Shmini Atzeres, all of a sudden, a Par Yechidi, connected the Uma Yechida of Knesset Yisrael. And therefore, the uniqueness of Klal Yisrael is evident in Shmini Atzeres itself. And that is Heviyani HaMelech Chadarav, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu summons those closest to him, Kaviyachal, into the inner chamber. And that is how we celebrate the conclusion of Yontif. Even the continuation of the Pasuk, Nagila V'Nismacha Bach. The Pasuk uses two very different terms to describe absolute joy. Simcha and Gila. What exactly is the difference between Nagila V'Nismacha Bach? There is another comment that the Gaon has. This is found elsewhere. This is found in Sefer Iov, in Perek Gimel, Pasuk Chaf Aleph. There the Gaon references a Pasuk in Mishlei, Chaf Gimel, Chaf Dalet, where the Pasuk says, Gil Yagil of Itzadik, V'yolet Chacham Yismach. That Gila relates to the life of Itzadik, and Simcha relates to the expression of Leda, of giving birth. The Gaon writes, what exactly is the difference between the model of the Tzadik as opposed to that of Leda? The Gaon comments that there are two different types of Simcha. Sometimes you have a Simcha which is sustained, a Simcha which is Nimsheches. That, the Gaon writes, is true of a Tzadik. When you think about the Avoda, the life of the Tzadik, it's something that is consistent, it's something that is sustained, it's something that endures time, and therefore that is a broader, expansive Simcha. Sometimes one can experience a Simcha similar to Leida. That is a moment of Simcha, a Simcha which is mischadeshes, a newness, a freshness, and therefore the Gaon writes that Gila is a reference to a Simcha which is nimsheches, and Simcha, a Simcha which is mischadeshes. And amazing, that's the Pasuk in the description of Shmini Atzeres. You know, if you were to ask me what is the uniqueness of Shmini Atzeres, I would tell you, you know, that the Yontif has a dual character. On the one hand, the Yontif, of course, is a Hemshech of the Yontif of Sukkot. On the other hand, Sukkah Memches, that Shmini Atzeres is a Regel Bifnei Atzma. There are two dimensions to the Simcha that you find on Shmini Atzeres. It is simultaneously a Simcha HaNimsheches, a Hemshech of the Yontif of Sukkot. Is a Simcha which is Mischadeshes, and that is a Regel Bifnei Atzma. And therefore, the Pasuk that describes Shmini Atzeres, Nagila Venisma Chabach, that is Gila, that is Simcha, a reference to the Shmini Atzeres and Simcha's Torah experience. And that, I would tell you, is a lesson in terms of how it is that a person relates to each and every Yontif. When it comes to Yontif, no doubt, it's an opportunity to express a newness, a freshness, a sense of a Simcha which is Mischadeshes. That certainly is true. But you know, then Yontif comes to an end. Why an extra day of Sukkot? Koshalai predaska. No, it's hard to go into separate from. And therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us an additional day, an additional opportunity. And I would raise a very obvious question that, you know, it's true. Koshalai predaska. But you know what? One more day, one more day. How does that ease the burden? How does that solve the dilemma? So you know what? Remain a single day, and then all of a sudden the preda becomes an easier one. I understand the challenge of Koshalai Predastem, but how exactly is that addressed? How is that solved by adding a single day to the Yontif itself? And perhaps the answer really is as follows. Chazal did something incredible, something absolutely amazing, the fusion of Shmini Atzeres and Simchas Torah. Oh, the Rana writes in Megillah, Daf Yud Aleph and Daf Yarif, that realize this is the Siyum of the Moadei Hashanah, and therefore that corresponds to the Siyum HaTorah itself. There's a convergence, there's a confluence between Yontif coming to an end and a Siyum HaTorah. You know what I would suggest the answer is that you come to the end of Yontif and you think that, you know, now it's time to part. It's a time to separate because the Yontif experience comes to an end. Not necessarily. If you fuse the Yontif experience with the experience of Simchas Torah. So therefore, even though it's true that an Isra Malach has come to an end, the Kedushas HaYontif, yes, but at the same time, the Shifos, the experience of Yontif is able to continue. That I would tell you is the brilliance of the fusion of Shmini Atzeres, where the challenge is one of Preda, with the element of a Simchas Torah. The Simchas Torah tells you there's no need to separate in any shape or form. On Sukkah, so many mitzvahs hayom that there isn't a single mitzvah you have of lulav or sukkah and Shmini Atzeres, Nagila v'nismacha bach, bach. Oh, the Alkut Shimoni. Tov Shanayim Ve. Bach means b'sora secha. Bach means b'yeshua secha. You can experience Yeshua. You experience the Torah, Hashem, and Simchas Torah, and then you realize that there's no need for separation in any shame or form. And that is the significance of, the Ramban has a brief comment, that there's no need for Lulav and Esrog, for Dalet Minim, on Shmini Atzeres, because Shmini Atzeres, Hu Atzmo Hadar, Hu Atzmo Hadar. You don't need a pre-Hadar on Shmini Atzeres because that's the nature, that's the character of Shmini Atzeres itself. One has to take pause. What exactly does the Ramban mean? But imagine, even without the mitzvah of Dalet Minim, a person can capture, a person can preserve, a person can sustain. You can maintain those goals of Yontif even in the aftermath of. You know, there's a comment of the Keren Ora. I always found it very, very difficult. The Keren Ora's Chibur is magnificent. It's brilliant. You go through Sugyas Hashah, you go through Kadshim. You don't have the same Rishonim on Kadshim and you do another Siddharim, but the Keren Ora is invaluable, invaluable. There is a Keren Ora, Moed Katan Dav Ches, that raises a Kasha. The Kasha always, like, on a certain level, troubled me. That why isn't it a violation of Marbin Simcha B'Simcha to combine Shmini Atzeres and Simchas Torah? That's the kasha of the Keren Ora. And if you'd ask, I would tell you that that's exactly what Chazal are telling us. That if the kerm is Heviyani Amalach Chadora, and you want to capture and preserve that mindset, those shifos, the way that it's done is not an independent simcha. The way that it's done is Nagila v'nismacha bach, bach b'sora secha, bach b'yeshua secha. That is the opportunity that we have. That Baruch Hashem, this Yontif Klal Yisrael experienced Yeshua. Yeshua. And a person has to recognize, but you have to capture, you have to preserve. It has to change your focus. Change your Avodas Hashem. You experience a sense of Simchas Torah, and you walk away as though that somehow I'm empty-handed. And now Yontif has come to an end. To be able to embrace the she'ifos of Yontif, that is the opportunity that we have. That Heviyani HaMalach Hadarav, Nagila V'nisma Chabach, in a word, to take the Simcha, which is Mischadeshes, and transform it into a Simcha HaNimsheches. And that is our mission as B'nai Torah, as B'nai Yeshiva. As the Zunumban begins, to be able to embrace Avodas Hashem, we have Bezras Hashem, many, many different sugyas, difficult sugyas that await us. No, you know, it means amelus. It means incredible hasmada. It means davening to Kadosh Baruch for continued Yeshua and siyata d'shmaya. And if we can harness this type of koach, the kochos and nefesh that we express during the yantif itself, that will be the kiyum of the siyum of the moadim, nagila v'nisma chabach, to be able to see to it that we continue to elevate ourselves, to be able to position ourselves for Yeshua. So Be'ezras Hashem, that should be the mission of the yeshiva in the coming Zman. Amelus v'Torah, growth in Avas HaTorah, growth in Yira Shamayim, seize the opportunities, the plateau that we're able to achieve during the Yom Narayim, during Sukkot, during Shmini Atzeres, Simchas Torah, and never let go. See to it that the great Simcha of Yontif, which, in a certain sense, is a Simcha Miskadeshes, is transformed. It informs every aspect of life. Be'ezras Hashem, Nagil, V'nismach Habak, it becomes a Simcha Hanimsheches.